I should tell you that with the present cutbacks, we've only got one full-time administrative assistant in the section. How would you feel about doing your own word processing, photocopying, that sort of thing?
Oh, I'm used to that. I've done all my own word processing for ages. It's the only way to write, really, isn't it? I can type well, about 60 words a minute. I did a secretarial course after I left school, so I learned typing and shorthand. Then a few years later, I bought a PC, and I learned how to do word processing, too.
Well, that's handy. Now, in the position you've applied for, you'd have five assistant researchers responsible to you. That's considerably more responsibility than you've had before, so you're obviously ambitious, and as you said, you like a challenge. I was wondering what you see yourself doing in, say, 5 or 10 years down the track.
Oh, that's a difficult question. Let me try to answer your question this way. I'm particularly interested in experimental design and also in teaching. I'd like to continue the organization and planning side of research, but do some teaching too. I know that you have lecturers here who do just that sort of thing, some practical work and some undergraduate and postgraduate teaching. So that's what I'd really be aiming for. To be a lecturer here as well.
Well, that's certainly a career path that we'd encourage you to follow, but of course it might be necessary to upgrade your present qualifications first. I see from your resume that you've enrolled in an MA in experimental psychology. Could you tell me a bit about the courses you're planning to take?